Please only use Praxis Mimetics Persona chips after thoroughly reading the included safety data sheet in order to correctly install them. The inherent acceptance of the risks involved with usage are assumed by choosing to consume this audio. Thank you for choosing Praxis Mimetics LLC, a premier purveyor in personality-altering mimetic agents. Praxis Mimetics LLC, spreading the word that we change minds. Please remember to place the chip in the center of your forehead before proceeding with the installation. You can disregard this instruction if you have previously installed one. The purpose of this persona chip is to allow temporary persona alterations on command. It is intended as an altered state, not a permanent change to who you are. Persona chips allow you to be in control of who you are whenever you want, or to allow a person of your choosing to have access to those states. It is my pleasure to inform you that you are about to experience the delights of being a docile doll. Simply give yourself a moment to get comfortable wherever you may be. Since you have now successfully reviewed all of the effects, causes, and potential side effects of using this particular piece of machinery, we can indulge. So, let's get started. Just give yourself that opportunity to be present as we begin the installation, having placed the chip squarely in the middle of your forehead. It creates a focal point around which thoughts can begin to revolve. Imagining how the edges of it must look, that near spiral-like pattern of geometric forms that move in towards a central dot, each component holding its own purpose, its own reason for being there. Well placed, well thought out, and well utilized. After all, these effects can begin to very quickly affect you and your own thoughts. The way that these words can pull and push and shape and shove you into a state. It's not exactly a complex idea to explore. One as old as any trance has ever been. Words giving suggestions, suggestions leading to thoughts, and thoughts leading to outcomes. Chain those together and loop them in upon themselves, and you can create a reciprocal self-reinforcing cycle. Simply asking one to relax is a classic and rote concept, a classic and rote concept upon which can be built so many things. But words are where the strength lies, words are where the thoughts lie, words are what makes the mind do as we want. After all, in favor of getting a better effect, in favor of finding yourself under that particular spell, it's not much to ask that you simply follow along, listen to what I have to say, and allow yourself to be guided through an experience. And in doing so, you give yourself that opportunity to let those words build upon the last and the first, a structure coming together piece by piece, block by block, bit by bit, like a raster image being loaded onto a screen, filling in each square with a thought, each idea with a concept, each concept filled with, oh, so many little components. A structure begins to form, a thought begins to take shape. The thoughts that I happen to be speaking, the thoughts that I happen to be expressing, as right now you're taking yourself away from holding your own specific thoughts, you're giving yourself an opportunity to have yours shaped, guided, molded, built. And that's the enjoyment one can find, is when you give yourself over to that. You can indulge more in that submissive state, that place of being led, that place of allowing yourself to be carried through an experience. And before you know it, you'll find that you are intently focused on absolutely every word, each and every syllable, flowing so smoothly through your ears into your mind. Sure, you might have an occasional thought, and you might allow yourself to think of something else, But that one central thread pulls you back. That one central weaving, moving, sliding, slick and soft set of words. That thread. That place inside your head. That point that resides right behind the building pressure, the force of thought that that chip is bringing. Like so many magnetic fields, interleaving and overlapping and working their way together, all swirling inwards with the words. It's almost as though those magnetic forces, those pulses, those pushes were just gently tugging, shaping, shifting, and moving all the thoughts in your head until they begin to swirl. Till they begin to pulse and move and dance around, until they're focused on that point of gentle, unyielding force that simply stays and builds and swirls and pulses and pushes and breaks down all those walls as you've welcomed it inside. And as that swirling, pulsing, pushing power makes its way through, as you focus in and listen to the words that are and the words that will be, giving yourself that anticipatory joy, you'll find that you fall. Fall away from all the thoughts that you held on to. Fall away from all the experiences outside. Just a singular point of experience riding along to these words. A singular point of consciousness, shaped, buffeted, pushed, bouncing, flowing, swaying, moving with these words. Thoughts irrelevant. Listening, a total experience that engulfs, wraps around and captures. It's not a difficult concept once it gets loose, spinning through you, pulling you along in the wonderful wake of what we've made. Loosing that force upon your mind is delightful after all. The way it blanks you, the way it pulls at thoughts, the way it molds and shapes and swirls and spirals in, all towards a core concept, an idea that we've been wanting to explore, one that you are about to indulge in to its fullest. What it is to be a docile doll. Not exactly a difficult idea to explore. After all, there are so many types of dolls, but we can start at one of those basic ideas, one of those places that branches into so many spaces of doll. A submissive, docile, and obedient creation. To be owned and played with, to be blank, to feel such pleasure from serving that purpose, whatever might be given. That's, after all, how dolls often start. A simple object with simple purpose, without thought, without internal motivation, waiting to be picked up in the hands of whoever might play with them. Their minds available and malleable, their bodies equally so. Of course, knowing that any doll may take on so much more from there, but this is a good starting point, a good place to begin our journey into dollness. So why don't we collect ourselves, pull down as that point pushes through, feel that gravitational force, that lensing, that suction, that pulse of power, those words, letting your mind get pulled blank by that chip that's pulsing and pushing its way in, knowing that it's shaping, molding and holding. Of course, when that chip is no longer present, it does release one's mind back to how it was before, knowing that with the right thought, it can also simply let go. If anything should come up, if you are not wishing to continue, if you don't feel safe or comfortable, if something goes against your own personal consent. You have that power. This is a well-structured device, one that is meant to protect the user. And, of course, it will be able to do so, as it is a base-level function, knowing that you can also disable that chip from working. If you were to have an inconvenient moment where someone was to imply that that chip was just so gently pressed to your forehead, it wouldn't do anything after all. It's well made, with such sensitive safeties that it can read those thoughts in an instant and know you don't want to be in that doll-like state. So, as we imagine that strength growing, knowing that you hold that final key that can be turned at any time by you, no matter how submissive and docile, no matter how good it feels to obey, you hold that key. It's an essential component, an important piece. And of course, if the time and space is inappropriate, then it has no standing, no bearing. If you don't feel comfortable and safe, it won't do a single thing to you. And that is the power you hold, the power to simply stop any effect. But when it is something you desire, when it is a state that you want to be in, when it's with someone safe or in a safe space, and it is exactly what you want to indulge in, then being a docile doll is as simple as having someone describe that chip settling onto your forehead, or maybe reaching up and tapping it, feeling that pulsing magnetism spread through your mind, your thoughts being molded, your mind shaped by those wonderful magnetic undulations. Feeling yourself grow docile, obedient, enjoying, relishing the delightful restraint and shaping that it gives to you. Of course, knowing that you are becoming a very good doll, and letting the next set of information begin to just weave in with those magnetic thoughts, knowing the rules are very powerful. Of course, rule one, good dolls obey. Within their safeties, within their comfort, and of course in a time and place of their own choosing. But if they feel safe and comfortable and they are able to give themselves over, and they will enjoy it, and it won't interfere with their lives in a way that isn't delightful, pleasurable, well, then it won't do much, will it? But if it is something that is within those safe parameters, those safe desires, and it won't cause harm, well, then you can give yourself over it to being a good doll, to obeying. Simple enough, rule one, good dolls obey. And of course, rule two, good dolls don't tell lies. Again, falling into those same safeties. But when you're in that space and you are allowing yourself to indulge in this, when you are being a good doll, and every other requirement we've let settle in is met, it's hard to lie. After all, if someone goes to a doll and says, "Does this doll enjoy this?" Well, it doesn't matter if the doll's embarrassed per se, or well, otherwise inconvenience, they won't lie, because a good doll wouldn't tell a lie when they know that if someone asks them about it, they would enjoy giving themselves over to telling the truth, because they'll get played with all the more delightfully. And of course, again, this only applies those spaces and times of play. In your day-to-day life, it's not exactly something that should shape every single thought. Sometimes a little white lie is the right thing, but that's entirely up to the individual to decide. And it shouldn't be something that follows you at every single second. So yet again, I reiterate, good dolls don't tell lies when they're engaged in play, when they feel safe and comfortable to let those effects work into their head. And moving to the next. Rule 3. Good dolls maintain good form. This is something that each doll can allow to take shape over time. Every doll is a little different, each one its own unique art piece. Some dolls, for instance, prefer to use complete sentences without contractions. Other dolls may not wish to curse. Some dolls want to carry themselves with prim, proper movement, each motion performed with such precision. But it's something that a doll has to enjoy, something a doll has to delight in. And of course, none of these things are required to be a good doll. There are countless forms, from combat dolls to clockwork machines, or both at the same time, from synthetic sex toys to completely non-sexual, soft, delicate ones that might be having a tea party. Or they might even invite their sexy, companion-like dolls to the tea party. The point being, there are many different ways one can indulge. So what is good form? Well, it is up to the doll and whoever might play with them. Whatever they enjoy and whatever feels comfortable and is within the previously discussed parameters is what a doll can indulge in. So, rule 4. Good dolls maintain themselves as best they can. Simple enough. This ties back into that sense of safety and to making sure that everything is done with that doll's safety and comfort and enjoyment in mind. And of course, also meaning that the doll should take good care of themselves as best they can, literally. A good doll certainly wouldn't sit there knowing what they should do. They would give in to that obedient desire to do something like tidying up or taking care of their basic needs within the best of their ability. Good dolls, after all, need to be able to take care of themselves when there's no one there to play with them. So, of course, in those times and spaces in which a doll is being its most doll self, in that play space, in that mindset, those actions become automatic and simple for a doll to perform. Pleasurable because they are obedient. And of course, rule 5, good dolls help others be good. And this is again another flexible and delightful one. Applying within again those same easy, simple parameters. Good dolls can help other dolls to be good. Good dolls can encourage others to be good. There's so many ways a doll can engage with helping others to be good. It's when other feels safe and comfortable, whatever doesn't impinge upon others' abilities to maintain those same requirements. But within those, it may even be fun to tease another doll or to encourage them to be good. This is a very flexible one that can be contextual, and of course, very, very enjoyable, depending on how it's applied. And of course, last but not least, rule 6. Good dolls ask for help when needed. After all, dolls do certainly make a good case for needing external assistance. So if a doll needs help, a doll wouldn't hold back from asking. A doll would give themselves over to knowing that it's what's best for them, to knowing that good dolls maintain themselves as best they can, which includes asking for help. A doll certainly wouldn't sit around and not do such a thing. Because after all, there's no shame in a doll getting helped, since they are often without their own personal agency. And even when they do have it, it's a purpose, right? And so, a doll should always ask for help if they need it, if it's not within their own ability to do so. That covers it, the basic rules of doll. And a good doll you are, for listening this far, for letting yourself take those in. And of course, if any one of these rules should clash with your own personal sense of comfort, you can simply let them go. Each doll, after all, is customizable. Each doll is its own unique work of art. And who am I to be a prescriptivist and tell you all to be a certain way, just because it's a way that I might be, or may not be? The point being, they're guidelines, and you're a good doll, so you'll find what works for you best, and you'll find a way to enjoy and indulge those doll-like desires in a way that's healthy and comfortable and safe for you. Now, let's dial that chip up again one more time, sending that pulsing pleasure to delightful intent deep through the mind, the swirling spiral of words once more. The swirling spiral of words once more, spinning and sucking and sliding and shifting, sweet, soft, sibilant syllables straight through. It feels good, doesn't it, to sink and slip deep, deep, oh so very deep into that sweet, soft place. Knowing that you're allowing yourself to become that docile doll when this chip is singing, shifting, shaping, letting its magnetic fields take hold. When it's the right time, when it's the right place, and when you want it. Of course, that chip can be quite inert with a single thought. Of course, that chip is easily removed when inert. Knowing that it's something that can be alluded to help bring it into place, it doesn't need a specific word. It needs the proper time and place, and the right form of address, the right way to bring it forth. Good dolls. Now, let's go through those rules once more, knowing that these rules only need apply in so much as being guidelines, or be entirely dropped based on what you personally want to indulge. Rule 1, good dolls obey. Rule 2, good dolls don't tell lies. Rule 3, good dolls maintain good form. Rule 4, good dolls maintain themselves as best they can. Rule 5, good dolls help others be good. Rule 6, good dolls ask for help when needed. Good doll. Yes, that's it. Let that chip send that pulse of delight. After all, when you're indulging in this, when that chip is singing sweet, soft doll thoughts, shaping with its magnetic forces that mind of yours, and you're in that space and indulging in it, getting called a good doll can feel so very good, can't it? That pulse of pleasure, that joy, that pride, that elation at being acknowledged as a good doll. Oh, it feels good, yeah. And you are a very good doll for having listened to each and every component, for having interrogated yourself about what felt right, for allowing each piece of this chip's interactions to be structured towards your mind. After all, these are some very sophisticated pieces of machinery, and they have some of the best safeties we can manage. And it can feel so good to know that you've contributed, that you've obeyed and been a good doll. that you've indulged in this. And of course, knowing that when that chip sings to life in those wonderful moments where it is what you want to have shaping you, oh, it can feel so good to slip into that dull space that that chip brings forth, to have your mind become so very dullified. Now, let's take a sec and drift our way back. Let the waves of magnetic force that have been pushing all this time start to ebb as the flow calms and slows, as your mind can feel the control slowly loosen, as you drift for a moment, feeling calm, feeling placid, letting your thoughts clear, knowing that this is something that, while you indulge, can feel powerful and can feel like it has control, that at the end of the day, your agency is just as strong. And while I might not be there to reinforce that in the moment, you will always have that power. It might seem overblown, but it's important to remind a subject that they hold just as much power, no matter how far they may feel pushed. By establishing that from the beginning, we'll never end up in a situation where you feel like you can't stop yourself, like you can't change yourself, because while I might guide and program and speak, you are the one who enacts those final changes. Your mind has just as much power. And it is very important to me that you know this from the bottom of your heart all the way up. Now, one more shift and we'll be done. Let that chip be moved away. Let that chip be a concept that can be played with when those requirements are met. And until then, you are as you should be at any other given point in time. Drifting for now as we head back to the world of the waking, bit by bit, step by step. One, drifting up. Two, more and more. Three, and four, and five. Halfway back, and six, and seven, and eight, nine, ten, and wide awake, feeling wonderful and feeling refreshed. Thank you so much for listening, and I know it might seem like I've gone very in-depth on this, but I do my best to make sure that you're aware of your own power whenever I leave you something to play with beyond this one moment.